Music and the Muse. Music resembles poetry. In each are nameless graces which no methods teach, and which a master hand alone can reach. Music and the Muse, blending the magic of poetry, read by Janet Logan with Thomas Mancini's violin. Music and the Muse, for those who follow the star of dreams.
Greetings, everyone. This is Janet Logan. Our opening thought is a fanciful little verse by Eleanor Lennon, which she calls Day Book. The morning is a lyric. A sonnet treads at noon. And evening has an epic sweep unless night comes too soon. Days are a book of poetry where dawn and darkness turn the pages, that the eager heart may read and mark and learn.
Thank you.
Create, discover, or invent must be prepared to walk a lonely way. He must hoe his own row and be content if what he harvests yields enough to pay bare board and lodging. He must make the rules, then be prepared to break them. He must weigh results against the edicts of the schools and unexplored paths on his own feet tread, while shrugging aside the laughter of fools. Spurred by some inward mentor, he is sped with arrow swiftness into the unknown, and by the fact of his divergence, led on to the heights of that inventive zone where gods and men create, but walk alone. Invitation to a Husband by Annette Patton Cornell. I need to go away with you, my dear, for all the cares of every day that press our love to earth and weight it down with fear are merely background for our happiness. I am a slave to your small tyrant sons. They fill the heart and soul and life of me. And yet they are the very guilty ones who have destroyed our certain ecstasy. The woven web of daily life displayed too closely to our eyes has lost some charm. The pattern seems a little dim and frayed. I view the situation with alarm. My dear, together we must go away and be just lovers for a whole long day. Emily Bronte's famous poem, Last Lines. No coward soul is mine. No trembler in the world storm troubles fear. I see heaven's glory shine, and faith shines equal, arming me from fear. O God within my breast, almighty, ever-present deity, life that in me has rest as I, undying life, have power in thee. Vain are the thousand creeds that move men's hearts, unutterably vain. Worthless as withered weeds or idlest froth amid the boundless mist. To waken doubt in one holding so fast by thine infinity, so surely anchored on the steadfast rock of immortality. With wide embracing love, thy spirit animates eternal years, pervades, broods above changes, sustains, dissolves, creates, and rears. Though earth and man were gone, and suns and universes ceased to be, and thou wert left alone, every existence would exist in thee. There is not room for death, nor atom that his might could render void. Thou art being and breath, and what thou art may never be destroyed.
was 21, I heard a wise man say, give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away. Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free. But I was 21, no use to talk to me. When I was 21, I heard him say again, the heart out of the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid with sighs of plenty and sold for endless rue. And I am 22, and oh, 'tis true, 'tis true. I know as mountains go it wasn't high, but to my child eye it reached the sky, and that's as high as the highest go. Now I know. In church I heard a word. The word became a name, and it became my mountain's name, for it seemed the same as the word I heard. God was the word. Mighty and true like God. I knew it was always there on the prairie air. And I was aware that it was there when the blizzards blew mighty and true. Now I know I can always go weary and weak to a mountain peak for the help I seek. There I may speak with the God I know. Now I know. Thank you. It was Philip James Bailey in his poem Another and Better World who wrote, "Poets are all who love, who feel great truths and tell them. And the truth of truths is love." This is Janet Logan saying goodbye until next week.
As the strains of melody fade away to join with other pleasant memories, again Music and the Muse has ended. Featured with Thomas Mancini, violinist, were William Sobranski, organist, Ray Kramer, cellist, Catherine Julier, harpist. Poems read by Miss Janet Logan were Day Book by Eleanor Lennon, Who Would Create by R. Lewis Scott, Invitation to a Husband, Annette Patton Cornell, Last Lines by Emily Bronte, When I Was 1 and 20 by A.E. Hausman, and A Name for My Mountain by Don Blanding. Musical numbers were Slavonic Dance No. 2, Dvorak, Adagio Pathetique, Godard, I'm in the Mood for Love, McHugh, Elegy from Trio in D Minor, Arensky, Beautiful Love, Young, and Morning from the Peer Gynt Suite by Edvard Grieg. Music and the Muse was edited by John Kraft and directed by William Verdier. This program was presented from Hollywood's Radio City. John Storm speaking. You're tuned for the stars on NBC.